I have to say that this is the first global Pan-African economic summit which will be hosted in the continent. We have, I would say that the DNA of the forum is quite unique because we have more than 600 participants representing more than 50 countries, and 50% of them are coming from outside the continent, which is a great achievement because it's an amazing opportunity for them to discover the investment opportunities in Africa and, of course, in the region and in Gabon. And I would say that the second very important component of the DNA of the New York Forum Africa is it is a call to action, which means that they are not just discussions and debates about global issues, but we leave the room with an action plan, with a roadmap to be implemented to definitely address and try to solve the major issues that the global economy is facing in Africa.
Some people have expressed concern that this is not the first time talk shops or symposiums, or for that matter, these forums have been held in Africa, roadmaps and all kinds of recommendations have been made, but these have not necessarily materialized pragmatically on the ground. What do you think this will be different?
You're absolutely right. I think for decades, of course it's not the first time, for decades many discussions happen in the continent. I have the feeling that we are at a very good timing. Why? Because, number one, few leaders in Africa are now new leaders. So there is a new leadership coming in the continent. Point number one. Point number two, as you know, in Ivory Coast, in Senegal, and in many other countries, we have a new leadership or we have some transitions. Doesn't mean that everything is perfect in the continent, but at least we have now a new leadership. And as you know, with what happened in North Africa with the Arab Spring, this is now a new picture of part of the continent. Number two, the economic crisis, which started in 2008, was a very strong signal that things has to move. What is happening in Europe with the big failure of Greece, with the problems in Spain, what is happening in America, with the economy which is going very slow now, trying to recover, is also a very strong message that Africa should take its destiny in its hands. And we don't need just to expect from foreign investment or from, I would say, global partners to come and to solve all the issues. So we see that now in the continent, so I think we are in a perfect timing, and this is why I'm confident that for the first time, the ideas which will be discussed, the projects which will be put on the table, have a serious chance to be implemented.
So what are your expectations for this particular forum?
I have three expectations. Number one, and I think we are achieving it today, was to bring at least hundreds of participants from outside the continent who never been in Africa, by having a good level of, I would say, investors from United States, from China, from Middle East, it's already a first achievement. My second achievement is to have very practical, open dialogues on investment opportunities, but not just with great ideas, but with real projects. So, for example, the government of Gabon, the government of Ivory Coast, the government of Benin, and many other countries are coming with very tangible and concrete projects to be presented for potential public-private partnership. So if we start a process of great investment in Africa, it will be the second achievement. And the third achievement, which is very important for me, especially as being an African who was born in North Africa, in Morocco, years ago, it's to demonstrate that Africa is not just a potential emerging continent, but it's a reality. That when the IMF mentioned that the continent will grow by an average of 6%, that we have six of the largest the fastest growing economy in the world are African countries this year. I want to demonstrate that this is true, this is a fact, and this is not an utopia. So I think that if we achieve that, to really prove that, it will be also a great achievement.
Last but not the least, why Gabon?
It's a very good question. My first answer would be why not? And why not? Gabon is very well located in the continent. It's located at the center of the continent of Africa. The second reason is Gabon took the initiative of hosting the New York Forum and inviting us to move and to create the New York Forum Africa. I would say that under the leadership of the president of Gabon, we are now positioning Gabon to become a hub for potential investment in the whole region, and also could be a fabulous bridge between North Africa and South Africa. This continent, as you know, is about 1 billion people, and to have a small country trying to play a big role, I liked the idea by definition. On the top of that, I know that many issues have also to be solved in the country, like in many countries in Africa, in education system, in healthcare system, but at the same time, I see the rise of a medium class society here in Gabon, which could be also a very encouraging and positive aspect. And last but not least, the government of Gabon, under the leadership of the president, they have a very clear and basic strategy, which is to develop the economy around three pillars. One is about the Gabon to industrializing Gabon, the Gabon of services, and the green Gabon, which is in sustainable development and tourism. And I think these three pillars could inspire many countries in Africa to develop and build their development strategy. So I like the idea of Gabon, and I think Gabon could play in Africa the role that Switzerland is playing in Europe, to be also a hub for investment and to be a very peaceful country with many opportunities.